Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's she caught me, loves? You're listening to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norel Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norel Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell us who you are and what you're about?
My name is Braden Dirtle. I'm a grade 12 student over at Father Mercury High School, and I'm a part of the team 5760B.
There we go, and that's all about robotics.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are the third one that we are interviewing, just for everybody at home who knows that, but we were just having a conversation with your teammate about shoes, and now you come in wearing the other pair or the other brand that I love to rep. We were talking about Vans. You're wearing Nikes. What kind of Nikes are you wearing?
I know. I think these are just like the normal Air Jordan. Not Air Jordans. They're like the Air Force Ones.
Air Force Ones. Yeah. They're like, that's what I thought. I was like, I don't think they're Jordans. They're Air Force Ones. Low top, high top. What are we rocking there?
High top.
High top. Nice. 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 Okay. Why the Air Force One?
Honestly, just because I like them, it's been a bit. Now that it's colder, there's not that much mud, so they don't actually get destroyed right away.
That's right.
During the summer, it's hard to find times where they won't just get instantly destroyed as you step foot out of your vehicle.
That's right. So you're wearing white shoes in the winter. Like, you're a brave boy. How are you keeping your shoes that white in the winter?
I just don't wear them in the winter sometimes. I wait till it's actually cold. As soon as it starts melting, I put them back in the closet.
There we go. What's your backup shoes when you're not wearing the white Air Force Ones?
I forget what they're called now, but they're another pair of Nikes.
Yeah.
And they're gray and black on the sides.
Okay.
Those ones are pretty worn through. I'm running out of those ones.
Okay, so Nike is your go-to brand for shoes then.
Yeah. I used to be DC forever, and then
DC? Skate shoes.
And there was no sole in them. It was just rubber. Like, it was just the rubber part.
Yeah.
That's all that was left.
So you wear your shoes until they're falling apart. You're like my man Tanner over here. Okay.
Yeah, I think I've had like, I don't know, three pairs of shoes in the past like 6 years.
Yeah, you destroy. You wait till they're falling apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Like, yeah.
Listen, I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
It's like drive them till you drop, you know?
Yeah, man. I do not do the same thing, obviously.
No, I have like 500 pairs of shoes.
I got a lot of pairs of shoes.
Yeah, it would take you the rest of your life to wear out your shoe collection. Yeah.
I think it's because my dad back in the day, he used to like just buy me like one pair of shoes for everything. Basketball, skateboarding, walking, you name it. And I used to just like burn through shoes. My poor dad had to buy me a new pair of shoes like once a month. And I just used to tell him, I'm like, Dad, if you buy me like a basketball pair of shoes and a soccer pair of shoes and skate shoes, then we won't have to do this. And so anyways, when I became an adult, I was just like, I'm just going to buy lots of shoes. So it is what it is. All right, let's get off shoes and let's get to what you do at school. So you're here talking about robotics.
Yeah.
What position do you play on your team?
I like to joke and say I'm more of like a manager position. Okay. I try to learn a little bit of everything, of like the building, the designing, programming.
Okay.
So that way, if there ever is like a problem, I know enough to talk it through with someone else.
That's right.
Like when Trist has a problem with programming, he taught me how he programs, how generally, like all the rules for it.
That's right.
And then we'll look at it for a few minutes and we'll go over all the parts and be like, oh, what's this mean?
That's right.
And then that we can usually solve problems.
Mm-hmm.
Or building, just going through all of it.
Yeah.
Like when, like we have a catapult, right? So we're going up and down, but it won't go down all the way. But I look at like what's blocking it, what can we move to move this, create more space for it, everything like that.
Right. So you're a jack of all trades. You know enough to be dangerous, but you're not a subject matter expert in anything. That's a good place to be, man. Like I find myself in that same position even with my own company in regards to kind of what you said. Hey. He laughs. Yeah. It's true though. Like sometimes when you come in, you just need to know a little bit and then you ask that stupid question that makes a subject matter expert think, like, oh, I never thought about it like that. Or like when you ask, like, hey, listen, I kind of understand what you're saying. Explain it to me. And then you get a bunch of eye rolls, and then you find out that a person can't explain it to you as well as they thought. Yeah, and it makes them revisit, like, okay, well, let's think about this. So it's a good skill set to have. So for yourself, when did you join robotics?
I joined robotics. I was in grade 7 with Tristan and Declan there.
Okay.
And we started in Lego. And then in grade 9, I came back to it, and I started doing VEX with the rest of them again.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I have a little son. He is 8. He's in grade 3. And so he's literally right as we speak in robotics currently. Obviously, that wasn't available, or was it available to you guys at that early of an age?
I don't think through school. It was not offered, at least at our school that we went to, because me, Tristan, and Declan also went to the same elementary school too.
Okay. Well, me and Tanner have a competition here. We always ask the kids what school, high school they're going to, but we already know, so I'm winning. I'm getting lots of points today. You guys all go to Merck. What elementary school did you guys go to?
We all went to St. Anne's.
I'm just winning all around today.
That is just like a total like self jerk, because like if they went to Merck, like what makes you think they wouldn't go to the accompanying uptown elementary school?
Well, they could have went to, if they went to St. Anne's, they could have went to Trinity.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, you already knew they went to Merck.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're just, like, pocketing another victory, because there's no 100% chance that they would have ever went to Dr. Clark. So, like,
But they could have went to other Catholic schools up the hill.
Yeah, but you're talking competition-wise.
Oh, no, not for you and me. Yeah, it was just self-win.
Yeah, exactly.
I knew you weren't going to win it. I knew it wasn't going to be a downtown school.
Yeah, that's my point. Why you were bringing this up. You're like, hey, look how I'm better.
Yeah. Hey, you know, sometimes you got to get those bonus points in.
Yeah, it's all about self-promotion here.
That's right. So all three of you guys went to the same school? Two, three. Where did you go to? Sister Mary Phillips. Man, today is my day. I also went to Sister Mary Phillips. I'm winning all around. I got lots of questions for you when we come to your interview. So as far as robotics, like, what got you and your friends kind of into it?
In grade 7, I was mainly looking for something to do.
Yeah.
Like something, we do this every lunch, every 2 days after school. Sounds like a perfect fit for me.
Okay.
And then in grade 8, I had a little bit of a health scare. So I couldn't do any more like contact sports, nothing like that. So, okay. But I was also in basketball, had to like drop most of it pretty much.
Yeah.
And just kind of recover. And then in grade 9, I'm like, well, I don't want to just sit at home all day. So like I'll go back to robotics with everyone else and see what they're doing.
Nice. And so you guys have been together forming this cohesive team, and you guys were very, you guys killed it basically at your last competition. Do you think that's because you've had all these years together, or do you think it was just the competition that you guys competed in this time just fit your guys' skill set?
I think knowing, because it is a team sport in the end, and having like teams where we know each other talk, we know we think, we know how we explain things, how we like word things.
Yeah.
We know like what we do and why we do it at this point, and just being able to talk to everyone and understand how we feel about things and actually work as a team. Like you'll look at other teams who are still newer and still like meshing together.
Yeah.
And you'll see like arguments. I don't think there's ever really been a time where like I'm angry at anyone else on the team.
Okay. Well, good for you. That's awesome. Now, speaking of your team, you guys all came down here together. Who's driving?
Declan's driving.
Okay. So when I went to high school, not everybody had a car. Like you had to like, whoever had the car was kind of the designated driver to get everywhere. Do you have a car as well?
My car actually just died last night.
What?
In the parking lot leaving robotics, it died.
Oh no. What kind of car did you have?
I had a 2007 Envoy.
Is that a car or is that an SUV?
It's a little
SUV, right?
SUV, okay. Oh, you must be devastated.
It was. So it's in the garage now, and I'm charging it up, waiting, hopefully. I'm going to take a look at it actually after this again.
Yeah. Well, it's so cold. Do you think it died because of the cold, or do you think it died because it's just getting up there?
I think it is an older car, so I think it's the starter. I'm hoping it's the battery, because batteries are a lot cheaper than starters.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, what a game changer. Well, luckily, two people in your crew had a vehicle. Now you're down to one. So your ranking order just elevated dramatically. So when you guys are just hanging out and you're not doing robotics, what do you guys do in your free time?
A lot of time we'll play, like we were talking about earlier, like we play a card game like Magic the Gathering.
Okay.
That's something we all also used to do in grade 7 and kept up with a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
playing games together. We try to connect with each other too, like outside of robotics.
Yeah. What kind of games are we talking? Board games, sports games, card games?
I'd say like card games, board games, even just video games.
Okay.
We'll get together in a Discord call and talk.
Okay. So I'm an older gentleman here. There's some like staple games when me and the boys used to get together that we used to play. What are your top, we'll just go with two. What are your top two board games to play when you guys are hanging out?
Board games?
Yeah.
I think Catan. Catan's always a good one.
Great game. Yep.
And then, you made it two, man. That's hard.
I know. Oh, I bet you that's the other guy. Tanner, you talk to our guest while you're thinking. I'm going to give our other guest back his wallet.
I'm totally outsourced here. Like, we did not have the same hobbies in high school, I don't think. But it's cool that you guys get to travel. I did a lot of traveling in high school too, outside of competition wise. You'll have fun. You're back.
And I'm back. That was his wallet that he forgot.
Yeah.
So did
obviously
you come up,
they pulled the ID.
Yeah. Good call. Did you come up with the second game?
I'd say Risk.
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 Okay. I'm glad you said Risk. Now you said you don't fight with your friends.
Oh, I don't fight with them during robotics. During Risk?
Okay.
During Risk, it's a different set of story.
Me and my friends had to stop playing Risk because of the fights that were going on.
Close the door.
Oh, thanks, man. There we go. So, okay, so Risk and Catan. When you guys are playing Catan, are you playing just the regular Catan, or is there an expansion pack that you guys have added to it?
I think Tristan has pretty much every expansion pack. So whenever we go to his house, there's always a good amount of them.
Okay, nice. I just, we interviewed a guy a few months ago. His name is Neil. He has all these board games down at Avenue Coffee. And so every weekend on Saturdays, they have a bunch of people that just get together and they play all these different type of board games, right? Okay. And you can play board games at Avenue Coffee any day of the week, to be honest with you. But on Saturdays when people get together, but somebody bought a 3D Catan. It's like, it's $400. I wish it wasn't that expensive because I would buy it myself. Yeah. But like the mountains are raised, and same with like the fields that have like the wheat. It's all raised. It's really cool. And when you build like your connecting roads, they actually like connect and stuff. Very cool.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, man.
Try that.
So I asked this question only because you guys are all overachievers. I would not ask this to anybody like myself who went to high school. What do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
I'm on like the other two. I'm still a little undecided right now. I know the general field I want to go to. Like, I want to try and go into some sort of like sustainable systems.
Okay, what does that mean?
Like, I'm kind of like, you know, like sustainable, like reusable resources.
Yeah, yeah.
Like solar panels.
Yeah, wind.
Yeah, wind turbines. Yeah. Even like water. Like, I think making water reusable, mm-hmm. that'd be really cool.
Okay.
Because everyone needs water.
That's right.
And there's only more people, but there's not getting more water.
That's right. Well, unless it melts. Ice caps, they're melting. More water's coming. Yeah. So, interesting. So, why are you interested in that field of work?
I think just particularly I'd want a job where I feel like I can accomplish something that helping, even like a little tiny bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know that everyone has to do a little tiny bit.
Right.
If I can do my little tiny bit as my job,
yeah,
I think it can actually really help some people.
There we go. Nice. There's something that I've noticed with a few of you guys here. You guys have merch.
Yeah.
Who came up with this logo that you have?
This is actually sick. From the event we just came from, Mecha
Mayhem.
Okay,
okay.
And like Declan was saying, the event coordinator, Justin, from, I think, Western Mechatronics Robotics.
Right.
He's an amazing guy.
Yeah, so did they like give you those, or did you have to purchase them?
We purchased them. I think it was only like $20, $40.
That was a good purchase, man. I've been staring, like, I just noticed yours, but you have a bigger one, and you have the red one, right?
It was at the event. You could walk up to a booth and, like, get, there was, like, five different designs, five different colors. You get, like, different, like, we have, like, our team numbers on the back.
Oh.
And they made it at the design, like, under an hour.
Cool.
And you just got it back.
Very sick. Tanner's tapping his phone, so that means he's ready with his questions for the Max City Minute. That being said, before we go there, throw to Carrie from Patchouli Rose, please.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end, and during the summer we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest. which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. I was multitasking. I am late for a meeting, which I am not going to be able to make. Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
All righty. Question number one for you today. What has been your favorite thing you've learned in your time with robotics?
I think my favorite thing I've learned is being like how applicable math is. Like every time you're in math class, you always be like, I'm never going to use this. And most people probably never will use it, but just some of the concepts we learned that we're able to implement into robotics, like even physics, like we'll like use a bunch of our physics concepts from like grade 11, and it, we think it's actually made a difference this year, being able to explain why things do.
Things I never thought I would hear. I like, great answer, great answer.
Question number two, what is one of your favorite moments you have hanging out with your friends?
Probably one of my favorite moments is normally in the hotel room before or after a competition. We're all stuck with each other, and we just probably stay up till 1, 2 a.m. working on the robot. We know it's when we have to get everything done. We also know it's when we can actually like relax a bit. We all make more jokes.
Question number three. What is one way you like to celebrate a win?
I think celebrating a win. It's hard because most of our wins are like 8 hours away. So by the time we actually get home to do anything, we're actually like drained. Like we're just like, I just want to go to bed. Like a good like 10, 13 hour sleep is how most of us probably celebrate. Because it's like 6 a.m. wake ups and you go to bed at 10 p.m. and you're just like, I'm done.
Question number four. What is one adventure you hope to go on in your future?
Actually, one thing I want to go is I want to go to like Spain to travel and learn about the history of Spain. That's something I've always looked at and been looking at this summer.
And your final question, what is one aspect of growing up in Fort McMurray that you've enjoyed the most?
I feel like it's actually like a community here. Like if you look, like we went to Calgary, we were downtown Calgary, and there's like buildings that are insanely tall skyscrapers. If you can compare that to like Fort McMurray, I feel like we're a lot easier to know the city, to know every, like the smaller places here.
Yeah.
And actually learn like local businesses versus if you're somewhere in Calgary.
Yeah.
This is overwhelming, I feel like.
Yeah.
Those have been your five questions.
I just want to throw it to Tanner and say, you crush it with these questions, bro.
Appreciate you.
Like, you do a really good job. All right. So, you just said local establishments. So, we're going to go there. Me and Tanner love food. What is your favorite local establishment that you like to eat at?
I think this one's an easy winner for me. It's got to be Joma's.
Joma's. Okay. So, I love Joma's, right? Grew up here just like yourself. Love Joma's, Donair Pizza. Joma's, feel free to sponsor this show. That being said, I've been trying out new local pizza places over the last few months because literally for my whole life, all I've had was Joma's. And Tanner's just like, man, you should try out some new places. And I have. Is still number one. Yeah. So Joma's is...
Get the Donair Pizza. Okay. Or I'll get a Donair Poutine. A Donair Poutine. If I'm
Donair pizza.
Sauce.
No sweet sauce. No sweet sauce with it. Gallery is shaking their head. Gallery is shaking their head. I honestly, sweet sauce. All the way.
You otherwise.
I'm glad I have some support.
Crazy. All right. So now, we're going to global.
I'll get a.
Okay. Why the poutine from McDonald's?
McDonald's fries are a staple. Yep. Everyone knows they're a staple.
Yeah.
These curds in there and gravy, it's amazing, I think.
That the McDonald's fries can hold. It is an iconic. I've never tried it. I love poutine and I love McDonald's. McDonald's, please sponsor us. Do you think that the McDonald's poutine, the fry, holds the weight of the cheese and gravy?
I'll be honest, it's not the best poutine.
Okay, but there we go. Tanner's very happy.
It's not the best. Yeah. I can't give it that false credit, but I still think, as far as poutines go, it's better than normal fries.
Okay, there we go. And that's what Tanner wanted. He wasn't Tanner's been bashing people who have been saying that McDonald's has the best poutine. It doesn't have to have the best to take it. You could still like it and eat it, but okay, so not the best.
I have met two people who distinctively say that is the best poutine in the game, and they're just wrong.
Yeah.
They're just wrong. It's good, but it's not the best.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try it. Do you want to go to McDonald's after this and try it?
Absolutely.
Okay, like you said it, from your mouth to God's ears, poutine afterwards. I've never tried it. I'm excited to try it.
I think it's worth trying at least.
Yep. All right, on that note, Tanner tapped his watch. That means we are out of time. So before we cut you loose, though, my man, you get a shameless shout-out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I think I'm going to shout out all the coaches at Father Merck. We have Mr. McIsaac, we have Mr. and Mrs. Kalma, and then we have Mr. Creighton. I think they're a huge part of our success, being able to have such a big support group like that. They're amazing teachers. They're amazing people. It's always great to talk to them.
There we go. Well, everybody at home, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.